Clancy Pasta presents. Did you ever hear about the Gospel of Judas Iscariot? It's not a story the church would tell you. Written by K.T. McSqueezy. I am truly blessed to live in such a wonderful town, full of God's grace and divinity. I feel His presence everywhere. I feel it in the breeze, and I hear it in the trees. We are God's chosen people, and though we are few, I know that the power of the Lord will lead us to salvation. At the end of times, when all other places have burned with God's wrath, only our village will be spared. And then, with the earth finally cleansed from sin, we will start anew and repopulate the earth with believers. It must seem crazy to an outsider, but it really is the truth. I understand, because I too used to live a life of sin, of carnal pleasure, and excess. Then I met Father Asmodeus, wisest amongst men, and I knew that I had found my purpose. It was he who showed me the error of my ways and led me to a righteous life. He brought me here and saved me from my path of sin in the outside world. I left my old family behind, and our church became my new family. Father Asmodeus always says, "Beware of the outsiders, for they wish to bring their sinfulness here and destroy our way of life." Thankfully, our town is protected by a dense forest that surrounds the land from every direction. There is only one road in and out, and it is this seclusion that keeps us safe. I'm able to see the woods from my bedroom window, and every night I will stare outside and watch the magnificent trees twist back and forth in the wind. When the moon is bright, I can spot angels walking out from behind the thicket and standing at the forest edge. They stand there overnight, watching over us in their white robes, swaying in the breeze. Their skin is clearer than that of any man, and brighter than the brightest silver. There are 77 angels, to be precise. I know, because I count them as I fall asleep. The angels, Father says, are a sign from God that we are His chosen people. Father is the holy leader of our sacred family. Every child in our church grows up wishing that someday they too could be as righteous as Him, for He is the chosen one, picked by the hand of God Himself. He is the Messiah, and His word is the word of God. Every Sunday I wear my finest gown and gather with the other believers in our holy church. It is not an elaborate church, just a white steeple with a few windows to let the light in. We are not like those other false religions that covet wealth with their stained glass and crystal chalices. No, here our cups are wooden, our dresses plain, and our altar is modest. We are the Church of Judas Iscariot, the one true apostle. Every Sunday, Father Asmodeus will hold up the good book and command us to confirm our faith. "Do you renounce the idols, Peter, John, James, and all the others?" he asks. "Yes," we tell him. "Do you renounce the false gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and accept the true gospel of Judas Iscariot?" "Yes," we answer. And then Father Asmodeus will give one of his fiery sermons, waving his fist upon the altar in all his righteous glory. Last week's sermon was about the great betrayal. The false apostles, Father explained, betrayed Judas, the one true disciple. For 30 shekels of silver, they sold the Son of Man to the elder priests and falsely blamed Judas for their greedy works. The three commandments in the Gospel of Judas are especially important to our church. Breaking one of his instructions is a grave sin that must be punished. Last week, my friend Isabel was caught stealing from her mother and father. Thank God her parents turned her in, so that she can repent for her sins. "Cursed are the greedy, for theirs is the valley of ashes," Father preached. And then, to cleanse her, a bubbling pot of molten gold was poured down her throat. I will miss her, but it brings me comfort to know that her soul has been purified. A month or so ago, a harlot that seeks to twist righteous men away from their wives was discovered to be with child. Father is a generous man. He is patient, he is kind, and he gave her the opportunity to name her lover so that his sins could be paid for. She refused. Cursed are those who lust, Father explained, for they shall be barren. As penance, she was locked away without food or drink for a week. She survived, but lost the baby. Perhaps she has learned her lesson and will now lead a holy life. But the third commandment is the most important commandment of all. Cursed be those who wonder, those who doubt, and those who spread dissension, for they shall be cast out. Judas 55:11. My friend Thomas was one such person. He told me that he did not believe Father Asmodeus was the one true Messiah. There can be no greater sin. When I told Father, he looked at me and said, "Fear not, child. You have done a great thing on this day. Go with the others and bring the sinner to me." We apprehended Thomas fleeing along the main road and took him to the forest edge. There, Father Asmodeus opened the good book and gave a brief sermon. "Cursed be the sinner we have brought here today. There is no room in the kingdom of God for those who do not believe. Today, we cast this sinner into God's land for judgment." And so, Thomas's hands were tied, and he was forced to walk alone into the forest to be judged. Father explained that if God saw good in Thomas's heart, then he would be allowed to return. He has not returned since. Tonight, as I looked out of my bedroom window, there was a full moon which illuminated every tree in the woods. As always, I watched the angels walk out from behind the trees to stand guard over our heavenly dominion. It always makes me feel safe to see them there and know that they are watching over me. Of course, I counted the angels from my bedroom window, but this time I counted 78 of them. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. If you did, make sure to check out more of the author's work in the episode description and go to youtube.com/clancypasta to hear new episodes first. And if you'd like your story featured in an episode, feel free to email it to clancypastastories@gmail.com. You can always get your creepy cool merch at teespring.com/stores/clancypastastore. And I hope you all have a great night. Cheers.